Right, are we ready? So, in this section, we're going to look at scheduling and booking forms. Okay, so how do we schedule appointments with clients and how do we book meetings using Skype and schedule once? Okay, so let's take a look at that. How can we do this? Okay, so now we're on the schedule once screen, yeah? So this is software which is going to help us schedule our meetings. So here you can see there's a range of options, solutions, features, integrations, pricing, support, and you also get a free trial with this software. It's a 14-day free trial. Okay, so you can see there that is solutions for various phases. You've got technology, financial services, coaching, education. You've got various booking pages there and examples. You could drag down there. You can see the booking pages, the personal type pages you can make. You can use any device and how you can set up meetings. So, what's the tangible benefits? You're more likely to see an increase in sales, more customer satisfaction, and this will help you save time. Yeah, so you can see all the different pieces of information there and how it integrates with different apps. And then there's some other information there as well. Okay, so now let's drag it back up. Okay, so let's sign in. So you need to create an account first of all. So I've just created this new account. So we need to go to setup to get it all configured. So I've already uploaded my logo, so you can upload your logo too. So right now we're on overview. On the left-hand side, you've got a range of options. So you can see event types, associated calendars. You can link up your calendar with schedule once. You've got location settings, so you can click this is a virtual meeting. So who provides the conferencing information? Then you've got some other things there, then just click save. Okay. So the public content. So you upload your logo, your image, put your name in there. You can have a welcome message, so that's a default welcome message. You can put your email in there, your website, your Twitter, LinkedIn handles, and your Facebook page, and any tags. And then you click save. That should save all the information. So you go back onto the setup page. So you can click the 13-minute meeting there and edit that. So again, there's the overview. Now you click scheduling options. So you can schedule with approval or automatic booking. So it's a single session and it's a one-on-one session. And you click save. You can look at time slots. So you can change that around to suit you. The number of bookings per day. So some of these options vary depending on what pricing plan you've gone for. So at the moment, You can have free and then you can have paid ones as well. So your time zone, so you could choose your time zone and you can put the number of time slots offered per day. So I've got a 2 day or 2 or 3 days booking time period, because if you leave too many days, people don't turn up or they forget. So a couple of days is okay. So here's your booking form. So that's a default version. So they just enter their name, their email, their phone number. They can put some notes at the bottom and whether they want SMS text or not, reminder. There's a confirmation page. And there's a few other different options there as well. Okay. So if you click on share and publish, you can share this link by email or you can publish it on your web page. So you've got your customer data there, the general link. And then number 3, you can copy that link and that will take you through to your scheduling form. So you've got some website embedded information, widgets, and that depends on what package you've got. Okay, so you paste your link into another window and you can see your scheduling comes up. You choose your time zone, click continue, and I've only got a couple of days in advance. I don't want to leave it open for too many days or weeks. Like I said, people forget, so a couple of days is okay. You've got some time slots, so here they need to choose 3. So you click on the 3 there. And then that can come up, you can delete some if you wanted to. Your time zone, you click continue. Then you can enter your relevant information in there, your name. So I've just put test for this one. Your email address. Confirm your email address. You could put some other information there, your company, your phone number. I've just put test one. You can tick or untick SMS notifications, and then you click, you can put your phone number in if you want, and just click done, and that leads you to a page which tells you your booking request was submitted. So it gives you the time and the day information, and then if you go back onto your schedule once account, you can see there that's come up now. So you can see somebody's booked in a schedule. So you click schedule and then they chose 3 options. So you can choose whichever one you want. So I've gone for the first one. And then you can schedule the meeting. And that will tell you the time and date that the meeting's been scheduled for. Click confirm, and that's done. So you go back to your home page and you can see there the relevant information. So that's how you schedule once. So the action plan. So send me a link for your schedule page, your booking form.